Former Vice President Al Gore today endorsed the presidential bid of Democrat Howard Dean. Gore spoke at a rally in New York this morning.
I want to do everything I can to convince you to get behind Howard Dean, and let's make this a successful campaign as a group. It is about all of us.
Later today, Gore and Dean will be in Iowa and then New Hampshire, where Democratic candidates have their final debate of the year. NPR's Mara Liasson joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Howard Dean has become a frontrunner for his party's nomination. What kind of weight does Gore's endorsement carry?
Well, Bob, I think that Gore's endorsement helps Dean solidify his hold on that frontrunner status. And to the extent that Gore is a member of the Democratic Party establishment, his endorsement carries a lot of weight. It's interesting, the establishment isn't as organized as Gore's endorsement might suggest, because much of that so-called Democratic establishment has been casting about in recent weeks for a candidate to stop Dean because they were worried that he wouldn't be a strong general election candidate against George W. Bush. But I think the Gore endorsement helps Dean make the argument to Democrats who share that worry that he's not just a successful insurgent inside the Democratic Party, but that he could be mainstream enough to beat George Bush. He can say now he's been endorsed by a former vice president, former Democratic Party nominee, and the man that many Democratic Party activists and rank-and-file members believe really won the 2000 election.
What about the timing of the announcement?
Well, the timing was definitely a surprise. It's a very dramatic move on Gore's part. It certainly comes at a time when Dean is gathering momentum. He has a big lead in New Hampshire. I think this endorsement will have an impact in Iowa, where Gore is popular and where Dean has been locked in a neck-and-neck race with Missouri Congressman Dick Gephardt. I think it also could help in the South with black voters, where Gore is popular and where Dean is making a big push. That's the region that's fast becoming the last hope of Democratic candidates like John Edwards or Wesley Clark, who want to stop Dean. This is the kind of thing that can help Dean, not in the way that an endorsement by a big organization like a union like SEIU. It doesn't bring foot soldiers, but it is a very important blessing by a very important Democrat.
I wonder why Gore would not endorse his former running mate, Senator Joe Lieberman.
Well, there's no doubt that this was a huge blow to Joe Lieberman. Joe Lieberman was Gore's running mate in 2000. He said he would not get in the race this year until he was certain that Gore was not going to run. But don't forget that this is an endorsement by Gore of the man that he was most impressed with this year. He was impressed with the way that Dean energized the base of the Democratic Party and expanded it. This year, he has more in common with Howard Dean than with Joe Lieberman. Dean has been very much against the war, outspokenly against the war. Lieberman has been for it. In the few speeches that Gore has given, he has also been against the war in Iraq. Clearly, Gore is fascinated by the use of the internet as a political organizing tool. Also, in 2000, don't forget, Gore ran a populist campaign, the kind of campaign that Dean is running this year, and he was criticized for running that kind of campaign by none other than Joe Lieberman, who broke with Gore after the election. So I think even though it is a blow to Lieberman, it makes a lot of sense on a lot of levels.
4 years ago, Dean considered challenging Gore for the Democratic presidential nomination, and some reported that that kept Gore from endorsing him.
Clearly didn't keep him from endorsing him too long, but the point is that Dean did consider running against Gore. I've heard Dean describe this process. He said he finally decided what a dumb idea that was. He did talk to Gore about it. Gore dissuaded him. Dean ended up endorsing Gore. Clearly, there wasn't bad blood between the two men.
Thanks, Mara. NPR's Mara Liasson.